What kind of image comes to mind when you hear the term wetland? Maybe you picture a southern swamp where the knees of cypress trees poke up out of dark, unmoving water, and the air is alive with haunting bird calls. Or maybe you see a northern bog, the sort of place where you might startle a moose as it feeds on aquatic plants. In any case, most people don't associate the term wetland with the current landscape of Champaign-Urbana, even if they know that prior to artificial drainage, most of East Central Illinois was too wet for habitation or agriculture during parts of the year. Indeed, our drainage systems are so effective that most people can't even picture the types of wetlands once found here. This is true around the state as well, where more than 90% of wetlands have been lost to agriculture or to urban and industrial development. But there's a place in East Urbana where the Urbana Park District is working to restore a wetland complex that has survived through the years, despite having been modified for many different uses. The site, which encompasses about 30 acres in all, is located off of Perkins Road, half a mile east of Cunningham Avenue and adjacent to the southern edge of the recently established dog park. Derek Liebert, who coordinates restoration efforts for the park district, emphasizes that the Perkins Road site was already a wetland when work there began. The main effort there has been to improve the health of the ecosystem by establishing a more diverse plant community. This involves removing invasive exotic species and establishing a mix of native plants. A more diverse plant community will, in turn, improve the value of the site as a wildlife habitat. In the first phase of work at the Perkins Road site, completed last year, a low-lying area of about 12 acres was converted to wet prairie. This is an area that contains surface water in late winter and spring, and where the soil remains moist much of the year. As the grasses and sedges planted there mature, the wet prairie will be used by wading birds, such as herons and rails, as well as migrating shorebirds and waterfowl. The next phase of work at the site, which is to begin this spring, will focus on restoring prairie and savanna to the upland components of the landscape. The only downside to this story about a truly wonderful natural area restoration is that there can't be public access to the site while work goes on there. Eventually, though, a system of trails and boardwalks will allow visitors to experience the rich diversity of wetland life in a place very close to home. If you're really anxious to see this area before it's officially open, there's one way to do that, by attending volunteer work days there, beginning when weather allows. For details about work days, contact the Urbana Park District's Anita Purvis Nature Center.